You're listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
It's the new kid on the block, the newest talk show from ESPN 97.7. It's Talkin' Sports, brought to you by Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe. Now your host, Byron Avery.
Thunder, every week, live from the Coldwell Banker Group 1 Realty Studios here in beautiful downtown West Monroe. And as always, keeping us between the white lines, brother John Tabor.
Good afternoon, sir.
All right. We are brought to you by Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe. For your next apartment, cypressbendproperties.com. Reach out to them. As always, we are presented by DBAT of Monroe. DBAT for all your baseball and softball training needs. DBATmonroe.com. Dr. K.C. Wade in Monroe, one of our broadcast partners. Also brought to you by the Riverport Creative Group in West Monroe. You can join us on the program on the Car King Hotline, 888-993-7762. That's also our text line. Busy schedule for you tonight. In studio, live, the lovely and talented Bonnie Farmer Hay and Alana Babb will be talking all things Alzheimer's. We'll be talking with them throughout the program. We've also got Sea Dogs head coach Jackie Hamilton on the program, Brett Hudson from the New Star, and Coach MacDonald from Beekman Charter. All on the program tonight. Mr. Tabor, Cubbies and the Dodgers. You know, I've put this out there. I'm a Dodgers fan from way back. You know, but I'm perfectly, you know, if the Cubs win, I'm all in because of the storyline. For the first time in my life, I'm not conflicted with the Dodgers playing, but, you know, there's a part of me going, wow, if the Cubs win, there's this great story. So how do you deal with something like that?
Easy. Don't root for stories. Root for teams.
But, you know, as a sports fan, you like the story. I mean, it's a compelling story. It really is. 110 years. You know, if this was last year, if they were going this far last year because of the movie, you know, I'd probably root against the Dodgers. But I just can't bring myself to do that. I'm morally obligated to hate the Giants, so I'm glad the Cubs beat them. But, you know, Cleveland is a, you know, good story on the other side. You know, believe land. It's not going to happen in football. We already saw it happen in basketball. And here we go with an opportunity in baseball. But I just can't root against my Dodgers. But if the Cubs pull it out, I will be a Cubs fan. So anyway, big night. Like I said, in studio. Ladies, can y'all say hello? That's where you're talking. That big microphone right in front of you.
Hello.
We're also live on Facebook Live. And where can they find that feed, ladies?
That is going to be Bonnie Farmer Hay, and it's open to the public. So everybody tune in.
So Bonnie Farmer Hay, find her on Facebook.
I'm going and right now.
She's going live right now. We'll be going to those two throughout the program. To talk all things Alzheimer's. And there they are.
We're back.
All right.
Hello,
so,
Byron, say hello.
Hello.
Facebook world.
Hello, Facebook world. And you can also download the 977 Sports app for iPhone or Android and just listen to it there.
Tune in.
All right. A lot of high school games on tap for this week. We'll be talking with, as I said, Coach Hamilton of Carroll High School. Carroll will be hosting the UP, Union Parish 2-5 against Carroll 5-2. We'll be talking with Beekman Charter Coach McDonald. They are 1-6, first win in program history this year. They'll be at Tensaw, 5-2. Tough road for them. A lot of other games. Franklin Parish is at Bastrop, 2-5 against 3-3. Grant, 5-2, is at 3-4 West Ouachita. We'll have Coach Joey Pender on next week. 6-0 Neville at 7-0 Tioga. Here's Tioga's time. They said they're gunning for Neville this year, so we'll be able to see if that happens Friday night at Tioga. 7-0 Minden at 2-5 Northwood. As we said, the UP is at Carroll. Caldwell, 1-6. What a mess at Caldwell Parish High School this last week or so. They're at Wiseman. Richwood, 4-3 at 5-2 Madison. Bolton is at Winfield. Mansfield at North Webster. OCS, 7-0, is at 5-2 Mangum. Mangum's 5-2, but I'm going to tell you what, that's going to be a heck of a game. Faraday, 5-2, is at 5-2 Sterlington. Ravel at General Trask. Trask, 0-7. Ravel's 1-6 right now. North Caddo's at Jay Hodge. Jay Hodge, 2-5 over in Jackson Parish. Cedar Creek, 4-3 at 4-3 Plain Dealing. Darbone Woods, 4-3 at Arcadia, 5-2. A lot going on at Darbone Woods as well, having to forfeit some games. Lincoln Prep, 2-5, is at 0-7. Homer, that's Thursday night. Am I reading that correct? Homer's 0-7? The Pelicans? Goodness. Ringgold, 2-5 at 7-0 Hainesville. 4-3 Oak Grove at Delhi Charter, 5-2. 4-3 Delhi at 4-3 St. Fred's. That's the area games, MAIS games. Claiborne Academy's at Prairie View. Union Christian, 0-8, at 2-7 River Oaks. St. Aloysius is at Riverfield. And I believe tomorrow night, it's either tomorrow night or Friday night at Riser, Northeast Baptist School has a home playoff game. So they're in the playoffs. Ladies,
yes,
tell us a little bit about the walk that's coming up November the 5th.
Yeah, you want to pass that on, Tim? Yeah, the walk is November the 5th at Forsyth Park. It's the walk to end Alzheimer's. We're very excited. Coach DJ Davis is going to be our MC. We also have Early Ray and Josh Ezell that's going to be performing for us.
So good at Landry's. They let my dad get up there and sing with them, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, we had a great time with them. Also, we're going to have our wagon walk for Alzheimer's going on. That's what I gave you there. Our wagon walk is going to be where you can bring out your pets. So we're going to have a little pet costume contest. They can dress up, and we're going to be giving away great prizes for first, second, and third place prizes. Mm-hmm. Also, if your dog is dressed in purple, they're going to be in a separate drawing for first, second, and third place for best, you know, dress wearing their purple, all to support Alzheimer's.
Now, let's just get this straight. The wagon walk is not where you put your pet in a wagon and walk them around. This is the wag and walk.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Just let's make that clear. So, also, you're inviting pet vendors to come out.
Yes, we're still, I mean, if anybody wants to come out and have a booth as a pet vendor, we're still welcoming that. We have the Humane Society coming out. They're going to have a little water and treat station for us. Also, Sniff Candles is donating some prizes. The Happy Hound Hotel is donating prizes. Cooper Veterinarian, Corner Coffee House, because it doesn't have to be prizes for the pets. It can be for the owners,
right, too. Absolutely.
So if there's any businesses, too, that want to donate, you know, we are more, you know, than welcome to take that as well, you know, to help us raise funds. Also, all of our other extra sponsors, they're going to be having different raffles go on. I know there's a TV. I know we have some golf clubs.
The bag, too. Don't we have the golf bag or just the clubs?
I think it's the golf bag. Yeah, that's right. So lots of different raffles are going to be happening.
But if anybody wants to put in some golf clubs, that's great, too.
Yeah, we can add that for sure.
Can you hear me? Oh. Facebook can hear me, but the radio world can't. My bad. Is that better?
Absolutely. So
I feel like I'm all in Alana's face over here.
It's all right.
So just so everyone knows, Bonnie Farmer Hay, one of the best in the Delta, personal trainers, and Riverport Creative, also one of the best in the Delta.
I'm going to say yes. Even though we may not have won it.
We may not.
That's right.
But I think we're pretty good.
Absolutely.
That's right.
I don't invite just anybody in here. So.
That's right. Well, we appreciate it because, you know, every little bit helps, and whether it be, you know,
money being raised for this disease or awareness. This is awareness. This is getting the word out, because I know not everybody in this town knows when the walk is and knows the extreme of Alzheimer's. You know, we've all been affected personally with it, and we all are in this fight together. And it's not just here in our area. You know, it's all over. And that's what I tell everybody. Our shirts that we have, I've shipped them up north and just all to a lot of probably 10 different states now. Mm-hmm. And so when I fight for this disease, I fight for everybody
so
that's been affected.
By up north, you mean like Bastrop or?
Yeah. Well, there too. Okay. But yeah, North Dakota and
okay.
Minnesota. And I had somebody got in touch with Say I Want, the company that makes our shirts, and they emailed me. You know, so that's like, you know, we're getting out there. Mm-hmm.
So November 5th is the walk. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk to one of our coaches. Then we'll have more on the walk to end Alzheimer's. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
It's up to 90%.
Dax, it's a great place to catch the game. Hang with friends and eat some of the best food in town. And with 24 beers on tap, there's always something great to drink. Whether you're having fun playing Buzz Time, listening to free live music, or catching up on the big game, Dax has you covered. Dax, the best food, great drinks, and great fun. On the corner of Old Minden Road and Benton Road, Dax Wings and Grill. What are you waiting for?
Dax in Bossier City and Monroe.
Special Olympics of Northeast Louisiana provides athletic competition and year-round sport training for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. It gives them the opportunity to develop fitness, demonstrate courage, and experience the joy of competing. For more information, go to www.laso.org or call 1-800-345-6644.
We ask kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All aboard!
I on the wagon. If you are interested in having...
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The ladies, Alana Babb and Bonnie Farmer Hay. I know it's Bonnie Hay, but because I know your parents, I can't help but say Bonnie Farmer Hay.
That is so fine. And you know what? So many people think I'm lying when I say that. And I'm like, that's something you can't make up. I really went from Farmer to Hay. So, yeah.
All right. So we've got Coach Jackie Hamilton on the line, Coach Hamilton of the Carroll Sea Dogs. Coach, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, man. Just finishing up practice. I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, Carroll, you guys are at Union Parish.
No. We at home.
No, they're at you. That's right. UP Travel.
Yeah, Union Parish coming up. Yes, sir. They coming up, so we got them here.
All right. So last week you guys were at Richwood, correct?
Right. We traveled over to Richwood last week. We went over there, and we didn't play one of our better games, but, you know, that's behind us right now. Our total focus right now is on the Union Parish game, on the Union game. You know, they're a great ball club, man, and we got to be ready to play.
So what is it you need to do differently this week than you did last week? I know that I spoke with Richwood's coach last week on the show, and he was, you know, in that point where we've been close. We've played well. We just haven't closed one out, and so – that was his goal, and he got it. So what is your goal this week? What is it you need to do differently?
Well, we got to cut down on all those penalties. We had too many penalties. We had over 300 yards worth of penalties, which is uncharacteristic of us. Matter of fact, I don't think we had 300 yards worth of penalties the whole season. But Friday night, you know, we had some adversity before the game and making no excuses, but the focus just wasn't there. And so our biggest issue this week is re-getting our focus back on what we're trying to do and how we're trying to get there and make it happen.
All right, so how do you turn the focus where it needs to be after a game where you had that many penalties?
Well, you start off by showing them the game film. You show them all the mistakes that they made, all the mental mistakes they made, and you go from there. You reassure them that they're still a good ball club. I mean, the district race is still up for grabs, and right now it's a gut check time. And so we just trying to find out what people – what their mindset is, and just you know, what exactly they want out of this season.
Well, Union Parish, they're 2-5 on the season. You guys are 5-2. What are you expecting from them? You know, I keep hearing that, you know, they're 2-5, but they're a better team than that. You know.
Oh yeah, they're way better than a 2-5 ball club. I mean, I know they play a tough first half of their schedule. And then they're Union Parish. I mean, they're a great ball club. I mean, they are well coached. They're physical. They're going to bring a physical game to us. You know, we're going to have to be match their intensity, and we're going to have to be physical as well. So if you're not ready to play and you're not ready to play a physical ball game, Union Parish is not the team to play.
Right. Well, and you know, I mean, Union Parish already had some success, but now that they've combined all the schools in Union Parish, they do have more talent. I know that they're fighters over there. Coach has them.
Spadipour?
Yeah, Coach Spad has them always ready. And it really seems that they've struggled, but they've been in a lot of these games.
Yeah, yes, they have. You know, and they're one of those teams that, hey, you know, any Friday night, you know, they can show up and have a great game. So we just gotta combat whatever it is that they do and try to keep them in that slump, but they know, like we know, this is a game that we got to win. It's a game that they got to win if they still got the district championship in mind, you know. So it's going to be a hard-fought game, I can tell you that. Like I said, we both got a lot on the line Friday night, and I just think it's going to come down to what team wanted the baddest and who makes the least amount of mistakes.
So is that your message to your team? You know, don't look at their record. Just know that it's Union High School and what kind of talent they have and what their history is, and let's go play hard.
Let's go play hard. I mean, you can't look at the records right now. The records are out the book. I mean, you know, hey, you can't look at anybody's records right now, because on any given Friday night, if you're not ready to play, you know, you can get your lunch brought to you. And so we're just not going to fall into that trap about a 2-5 team. We're going to go out and play them like, say, 7-0.
All right. Well, hopefully there'll be a big crowd there. You know, Carroll's always known for having a good crowd and, you know, good activities, so let's hope they come out and support.
Well, I hope so, too. I mean, it's going to be nice. It's going to be football weather. It's supposed to be down in the 60s. You know, great football weather. So we just look forward to the challenge on Friday night and get back on the winning streak and, you know, just, hey, move forward on into this season.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to come on with us tonight. We'll be looking at that score and getting back with you down the road.
All right, thank you for having me. Thank you.
All right, good luck, Coach.
All righty.
Coach Jackie Hamilton from Carroll High School. We're going to take another break. Join us on the program. Our text line is 888-993-7762, as is the Car King Hotline, 888-993-7762. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
Broken windows are bad enough. A car that's baking inside from the summer sun is even worse. Magic Glass and Tint can handle both these problems. From one-day service on replacing your windshield to repairing power windows to professional window tinting for your car, home, or business, Magic Glass does it all. They also carry a full line of accessories for your car or truck. Magic Glass and Tint, 1515 Cypress Street, West Monroe. Give them a call at 330-9988.
Bigger isn't always better. Like on tight trails, when it's time to load and unload, or when it's time to open up your wallet. Here's Richie McKinney.
Right now, McKinney Honda has unbelievable savings on 2016 Honda Recons. $850 off, making the Recon only $75 a month with zero down. But the only way to really appreciate a Honda Recon is to stop by and check one out for yourself at McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore in Rust.
Honda recommends a Recon for riders 16 years or older and recommends that all riders take a training course. 60 months at 4.99% APR with approved credit based on 8% sales tax.
ESPN 97.7 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you love has been injured in an accident or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C. and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. Stand on a corner in L.A. and feel the hot wind of the Sahara brush across your face. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together, making it so simple for you to make a difference. Because we are many, and we are one. Please visit us at earthshare.org to learn more. Earthshare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from Earthshare and the Ed Council.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. We are live with Bonnie Farmer Hay and Alana Babb, talking all things Alzheimer's. We're focusing on the walk to end Alzheimer's, and Bonnie and Alana, I catch myself sometimes, especially when I first learned about the walk. I kept saying a walk to remember, people think that's funny because Alzheimer's you can't remember. But it wasn't intentional. I think that was a movie, actually, A Walk to Remember. So that's probably where I got it from. But anyway, the walk to end Alzheimer's, November the 5th. Mm-hmm. In conjunction with that is the wag and walk for Alzheimer's. Pet owners, people are incorporating their pets into more and more things these days. So why not this? One thing we didn't talk about was where this is taking place.
Park in Monroe, Saturday, November the 5th, and you can register online at alz.org/walk. We still have room for, teams. You can come as an individual. You can come as a business. You can come as a sorority, fraternity, football team, baseball team. Come out. Show group participation and, do some fun stuff with each other and come out and support a great cause.
Now, teams. I know how you can build a team with your baseball or basketball team. And you say, hey, guys, you already have your team. What if you're at your job and you want to get a team together? Tell somebody how to participate, how to build a team.
One thing you can do is if you're, let's say, a business owner and you're wanting to do something really fun with your employees and, get a good team participation and taking part, you guys could have your own individual little drawing for anybody who shows up for the walk. They're in a drawing for something, or you can get other businesses to donate something for that. Just encourage them all to come out. It's just a fun day to bring their family, their pets, and free, just to walk. Otherwise, you're just making a donation. Otherwise, you're coming out to a free event where there's going to be food. There's going to be raffle prizes. There's also going to be, games going on. There's face painting for the kids. There's going to be entertainment out there with Josh Ezell and Early Ray. And then Coach DJ Davis is going to get us all hyped up and, encourage us to get ready, pumped up for our walk. So, an exciting time.
And the walk lasts how long?
The walk is probably, it's a 2-mile walk, but the whole event starts at 9 a.m. for registration and check-in. And then the opening ceremony starts at 9:45, and then they start walking about 10. And so it's usually over about 11 o'clock. And then for the teams that raise the most individually and business-wise, they're all in a chance to win, like, trophies and awards, you know, for raising the most money and for being recognized at the walk.
Okay. So if you're, you know, you've got, you work with a group of people, you want to build a team, you can say that Bonnie Farmer Hay will train everybody free. It won't be true, but you can say it.
That's funny.
But, you know, find something that will motivate them. You know, talk to your boss, see if, you know, everybody can get, you know, 2 hours of PTO, 4 hours of PTO, whatever. If they can get time off to use at when they like. You know, see if you're, you know, depending on what type of business you have, maybe they can donate something. If somebody that on your team knows of a business that will donate prizes for anybody that walks. Of course, the goal here, one of the goals, I should say, is to raise money for Alzheimer's.
And awareness, right.
Well, I was going to say, one of the goals is money. It doesn't have to be $1 million. You know, it's just whatever it is you can raise.
And it's showing support, too, that you're not alone, that there are others that are going through what you're going through. And also, there's educational programs. There's research, the walk to end Alzheimer's, when you're raising money, that it's going to help. It's just great support,
right,
you know, for the community. So, you know, and we know caregivers may not be able to make the walk, but there is like an actual family that comes every year, yeah, and they have their family reunion.
Yeah, their family reunion that day, and she's in her late stages, so it's really sad.
Yeah, my mom has hit 90, and I mean, it's getting worse, you know, with her. You guys have shared your personal stories on our show before. We won't ask Bonnie to do that. I don't want her crying again tonight.
I'm good at that all the time.
You know, it does. You know, I just became an educator for Alzheimer's, and she told me, she said, well, when you do your thing, you want to do, you know, try to kind of stay calm. I was like, okay, good.
Okay, never mind.
If I'm sharing my story, I'm going to cry. And I had my first educational speech was at Tech for the Sigma Kappa girls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I was so nervous. I was just... my stomach was in knots, and those girls were amazing. They made me feel so at home, and it was, you know, they were tearing up with me. They were laughing. I had them laughing, crying. Everything was great. And it was, but every time I talk about that, I'm gonna get emotional, because it, you know, it's like going back, especially with Memal, you know, that's what's so hard. And of course my dad, but he looks great, does great. You can't even, you know, talking to him, you'd never know.
Yeah, it was, you know, again, I think I recounted the story of when I saw you guys, and that's when I realized, you know, who you were and who your parents were, and I hadn't seen them in so many years, and golly, it was good to see them. But
yeah, me and Byron go way back.
We didn't know it, but
way back.
All right, well, so we've talked about the walk, when it is, where it is. You can bring your pets. We're going to have...
Kids face painting,
you know, adults, you can get your face painted too.
Yeah.
But there's vendors for the pets, vendors hopefully for people. I mean, businesses coming out. You know, it's a great time to promote your business.
And, you know, that's another thing on the business end. We are wanting different businesses. We have a lot of healthcare that's involved. We have a lot, sorry, I'm like button hands. We have a lot of healthcare folks that are involved in the walk, but we're needing more other businesses to come out and, you know, make a day of it like that family does. If you guys want to have a work event and you grill out, you know, play some ball, but then participate in the walk, you know, listen to entertainment and just make a fun day for your, you know, staff, that we encourage that. That would be so much fun to continue on even after the walk out there celebrating together. But we're looking for other people to join our committee. And if you guys want to help in any way, whether you want to be on the committee or you just want to be a sponsor every year or you want to be a food vendor out there, you know, we invite you. ALZ.org to find out more information about Alzheimer's Association, or you can contact Bonnie or me.
Okay. We'll get that contact information before we close out the program. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back on the other side, Brett Hudson of the News Star, listening to Talking Sports ESPN 97.7 FM.
Bigger isn't always better. Like on tight trails, when it's time to load and unload, or when it's time to open up your wallet. Here's Richie McKinney.
Right now, McKinney Honda has unbelievable savings on 2016 Honda Recons. $850 off, making the Recon only $75 a month with zero down. But the only way to really appreciate a Honda Recon is to stop by and check one out for yourself at McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore in Rust.
Honda recommends a Recon for riders 16 years or older and recommends that all riders take a training course. 60 months at 4.99% APR with approved credit based on 8% sales tax.
Matt always knew he wanted to be a doctor. That's why he makes the most of every day. To study before breakfast. To work hard. To do whatever was necessary to achieve his goal. He found an answer in the military. If you have a passion, a vision for your future in any field, today's military.com can be your path to a fulfilling career. You have a calling. We have an answer. Find your way at todaysmilitary.com.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, "They call the guard out for this stuff?"
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things. We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, "I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up."
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana National Guard, aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. We're going to go now with Brett Hudson from the New Star. Brett, welcome back.
Byron, thanks for having me on.
Well, a lot of action Friday night coming up. I was trying. Last week we had the OC from West Monroe. We had Glenn Hunt on the phone, and I was trying to get Coach Fitzgerald on tonight and haven't been able to reach him in the last couple of days. But that's a pretty big game this week.
Oh, it's a massive game. It's not only for rivalry purposes, but also for Wichita in the playoff hunt. They're right around that 16 to 17 range, which, as we all know, is right there on that cusp of hosting a first-round playoff game or going on the road. So a win here would be huge for the Lions in trying to get a first-round home game. Now, they don't necessarily have to win this game to get that first-round playoff game at home, but every bit of PowerPoint you can get your hands on is huge at this point in the year when we've only got 3 weeks left in the regular season, and every bit of cushion helps in a 5A that's been kind of volatile this year. We've had a couple of top 10 teams lose in the last 2 or 3 weeks, so every PowerPoint you can get your hands on is valuable, including the possible 10 that Wichita could get if they were able to upset West Monroe tomorrow night, or Friday night, excuse me.
Well, you know, and Wichita has already lost 3 games on the year. If they fall in this one, they're 4-4 on the year. Not a typical season for them and not a great season, but like you said, still not out of it.
Oh, absolutely, and especially with Ruston the next week. Ruston is actually the only team this year to beat Airline. Airline 6-1 right now over in the Shreveport area, and Ruston's playing defense with the best of them right now. They're playing some excellent ball on the defensive side led by the defensive coordinator, Hoff Schooler. They've got a pretty good challenge with Alexandria, who Wichita and its fans know a little bit about after losing that game 42-38 last weekend. Ash just put up all kinds of offensive numbers on the Lions last week, and now Ruston gets its chance at that this week. But to go back to your point, you're absolutely right. This would be a turning point kind of win for Wichita that coming into the season probably thought with Davion Warren and some of the defensive pieces they have coming back, they probably came into the season maybe hoping for a playoff win. And at this point in time, they don't have, they haven't put everything together, I think is the best way to put it. They've had games where Davion Ward has gone off, but they've missed a few things defensively. They've had some good defensive performances where the offense has been slow, not necessarily slow, but inconsistent at times. The Scotlandville game comes to mind, where they had a few turnovers in the red zone, some missed opportunities there. If they could put everything together, they've got the team to contend with someone like West Monroe or win a playoff game in 5A. It just hasn't come together yet.
Well, Wichita, you know, falling to Ash last week, 42-38. Of course, you mentioned Airline. Airline's hosting Evangel this week. But West Monroe at 5-1-1, they just keep rolling. They're starting slow in a lot of games. Games are close at halftime, and then they just pull away. They've got that multi-headed attack. You've got Slade Bolden and Trey Coleman both getting over 100 yards. You know, you got Robert Scott Faust that can get back there and throw it. He can catch it. You know, you've got other guys who are developing out of that because everybody's focusing on Bolden and Coleman. So, I mean, West Monroe's rolling, even though they're, you know, the record is not unblemished. They're rolling. So, you know, add all that in with the rivalry and the standing in the district, and it should be a great game Friday.
Yeah, and see, you say that about West Monroe in the second half, and oftentimes it has been true, but didn't they just give up 21 points to Natchitoches Central in the fourth quarter? I'm sure garbage time played a significant part of those 21 points, but that's been my thing with West Monroe for two or three weeks. Now, I actually put this in a blog post a couple of weeks ago. I'm just done trying to figure out West Monroe. I just can't do it. They struggle in certain aspects of the game each week in different aspects of the game. Sometimes they have something figured out. The next week they seem to not be as proficient in that area. Yet they always find a way to win. Ever since they tied Madison Central, they've obviously won every game since then. They just find a way to win football games. So I've just given up trying to understand what this West Monroe team is. I don't get it. I just assume that they're going to go in and win a football game, or at least I'm going to presume as much until they prove me wrong, whether it's sometime in this regular season or in the playoffs, if they are going to lose another game. I mean, if they keep finding different ways and finding unique ways to win football games, that's not a bad quality to take into a 5A playoff bracket that gets just nutty once you get into the second round and the quarterfinals.
Very, very good description, nutty, like that. So the game that you're going to be covering Friday night is going to be Ash at Ruston, both teams 5-2.
Cool, buddy. I'm looking forward to this one. It's going to be really good. Ash has really gotten their offense going in the last couple of weeks. A lot of people are kind of looking at that Ash team and really focusing in on the Week 4 and Week 5 losses to Tioga and Wichita Christian. But you kind of need to read between the lines there. They had several offensive guys injured, including in the Wichita Christian game. They lost the wide receiver Jordan Valiant very early in that game, and Valiant is now back and just caught 4 or 5 touchdowns last week against Wichita. So this Ash offense is healthy. It's back clicking at all cylinders. The sophomore quarterback Ben Hesney has all the weapons around him that make him comfortable, and that shows in how they performed over, especially last week. However, this Ruston defense might be the best in this district. Of course, you could make that argument for West Monroe, not only on talent, but based on head-to-head results. But this Ruston defense absolutely belongs in that conversation. Here's a number that's going to warp your mind. Taj Samuel, the defensive end for Ruston, has, I think it's 16 sacks this year and over 20 tackles for a loss on top of that. He's having a season that I don't think any defender in this area is having in terms of behind-the-line production, although I'm sure John Bailey Gallat is probably putting up similar numbers. I just don't have them emailed to me on a weekly basis, frankly. But this Ruston defense against the Ash offense is going to be one of the better unit-on-unit matchups we've got around here in Week 8, and I'm counting down the seconds to seeing it take place myself.
And I think you're right. A lot of people are saying, well, Ash lost to OCS, a smaller school. But OCS is not your typical smaller school. They're a factory over there. So, and plus, like you said, Ash was missing a few of their offensive players. So, you know, throw that away and just realize that Ash is a pretty good ball club.
Yeah, and I think people do oversell the whole school size thing. When you just got to turn on the film, man. You got to turn on the film and see how good these guys are. And the perfect case for school size is Notre Dame, the private school in the Lafayette area. They're number one in 2A right now, and I know we're going to get to the poll here in a minute. But Notre Dame would probably beat, what, 90% of the schools that are bigger than it, maybe 80% of the schools that are bigger than they are. I just don't think school size should be the predetermining factor when you're judging a team's wins and losses. It's more complicated than that, especially when you have small schools like OCS and Notre Dame that are good enough to survive with 4A and 5A competition whenever they get that opportunity, which admittedly is not that often, because those 4A and 5A schools aren't too fond of scheduling those 2A schools that can beat them. It's just a lose-lose situation in that regard most of the time.
And speaking of OCS, the 7-0 Eagles are at Mangum. Mangum's 5-2, but that should be a tough game.
Yeah, that's a low-key, really, really good game. When you look at the rest of this week, we just got done talking about West Monroe, Wachita, Ruston, and Alexandria. Neville at Tioga is a huge game. And then this game kind of slides underneath the radar, which is perfectly fine with both of those teams. I think they aren't necessarily flashy groups, and they kind of like it that way. Mangum is being led by the running back, Jakari Nichols, who's having a huge year. If I had all the stats, I could say this definitively. There are a few schools that aren't reporting numbers to us, but based on what we do know, Jakari Nichols is probably going to be the first running back in Northeast Louisiana to reach 1,000 rushing yards on the year, and he's going to do so this week unless Wachita Christian holds him to like 75 or fewer rushing yards. I think he's already got something over 900. That's the kind of season Jakari Nichols is having at Mangum right now. But Wachita Christian's got its bevy of offensive talent as well, and they've got a defense that has shut out their last two opponents, both of them in district, so you know they're good football teams in District 2-2A. And in their last four games has allowed a combined 18 points. So as good as Jakari Nichols has been all year, this Wachita Christian defense has been just as good in its last four games. That's another really good matchup for the unbiased fan just looking for somewhere to watch a good football game.
And, of course, as you mentioned, Neville 6-0 at 7-0 Tioga, and I think Tioga has already voiced in the last few weeks their determination to be the ones to knock Neville down.
Yeah, they're hyping that game up like you wouldn't believe. I mean, Neville's coaching staff was hearing things that they were hyping up down there at Tioga as early as Monday morning. I mean, they're treating that as one of the biggest games ever played in the Sinlaw region of the state, just because Neville comes in on what I think is now a 32-game winning streak. Tioga is undefeated. They're playing at a much higher level but a noticeably higher level than a lot of people thought they would be playing at this point in the year. That's a huge game, and with West Wachita and Bastrop, Neville's next two opponents, having already lost district games. Well, actually, Franklin Parish hasn't yet. Let me take that back. This still factors to be what should be the de facto District 2 4A championship game. With the quality of those two teams involved, there's a lot on the line in that game, and I think you're going to see an inspired performance from Neville because of that fact.
All right, well, real quickly, let's try to go through the rankings. Let's start in 5A, the number one team, and then our local teams.
I've had John Curtis number one pretty much ever since they beat West Monroe in the battle on the border, and they're still number one. West Monroe came in, I want to say, at number five this week. I have them more towards the bottom of the top ten since they haven't played the best teams in that district yet. As we just mentioned, they get Wachita this week. They get Alexandria later in the year. A couple of quality wins there. I could easily see myself moving them up to four or five where they are right now in the regular poll. I have them more towards the bottom half of the top ten, but that's where West Monroe is right now in the LSWA poll. They're number five in 5A.
All right, in 4A?
Neville is the number one. I know that's breaking news that Neville is the best 4A team in the state. How dare I go on a limb like that? And that's about it. I think Bashrop was kind of sneaking their way towards top ten exposure until they lost to Neville and Tioga in back-to-back weeks. Speaking of, Tioga's in the top 10 around number 9.
Okay, 3A?
3A, my number one has been Lutcher, has been all year. De La Salle is the poll's number one, and I'm starting to come along. De La Salle gets a couple more quality wins under their belt after Lutcher just got what's probably going to be the best win of their regular season a couple weeks ago against St. James. You could absolutely see the case for De La Salle at number one, although my vote hasn't gone that way just yet. And no local teams in the top ten, but I think Wofford is very slowly creeping their way into that conversation to be in the 12 to 11 spot. After last week's win over Union, they've been playing great defense all year long. If they go into those last two games, Carroll and Richwood, and win those two games and win them the way they've been winning games with just straight-up sound football, that's a team that could absolutely belong in the top 10 in 3A once this regular season's done.
And 2A?
Notre Dame is a young question, number one. At this point, I think if Notre Dame and Manning played on a football field right now, it'd be a pretty evenly matched game, but I think Notre Dame has done enough to prove that they're the number one team in 2A. OCS is number five, has been for most of the year for the most part. There was a point where they received a number one vote really, really early in the year. That mistake was corrected, I think, and now they're at number five where they've been basically all year, no changing for the Eagles. Sterlington and Mangum have routinely appeared in the top ten, but both have had their setbacks of late, so they've fallen out of it since then. But both of those teams still have quality games ahead of them. Both teams have yet to face parity. Mangum obviously gets OCS this weekend, so they can still make that statement to the rest of the state to throw themselves right back into that top ten conversation.
And in single A?
My number one has been Hainesville, has been all year long, and I don't think there's much you can do to convince me otherwise other than make Hainesville lose a football game, if we're being honest. That being said, Oak Grove is slowly but surely climbing up in the rankings. I've had them about four all year long. I wasn't alarmed by their early losses to Mangum and to Sterlington. I just wasn't alarmed by that. The rest of the state was and dropped them pretty significantly, and now they're starting to come around as Oak Grove beats St. Fred and starts beating the heck out of some of the smaller teams in this district. They get another chance at a quality win upcoming with their upcoming game against Delhi Charter. I want to say that's either this week or next week. I can't remember off the top of my head, but that could be another opportunity for Oak Grove to prove to the rest of the voters, not to me, that they are a top-five team in 1A.
Well, Brett, thanks again for your time this week. Remind us how we can follow everything you got going on.
Everything's on thenewstar.com, and I'm on Twitter at @BHudsonTNS.
All right. We'll talk to you again down the road. Thanks, Brett.
Appreciate it.
All right. Quick break. When we come back, Coach Mack from Beekman Charter and the ladies talking Alzheimer's. You're listening to Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
Hey, y'all, this is Jim Newcomb, your host for the Speedy Outdoors Radio Show. We've got some really great guests for you this week. We got Jimmy Sykes. Every time we have Jimmy on, we learn that much more. We're also going to have my buddy, Mr. Jimmy Houston, on. We've also got Mr. Nick Munt of the Bone Collector Group. That's this week on the Spirit of the Outdoor Radio Show.
Bigger isn't always better. Like on tight trails, when it's time to load and unload, or when it's time to open up your wallet. Here's Richie McKinney.
Right now, McKinney Honda has unbelievable savings on 2016 Honda Recons. $850 off, making the Recon only $75 a month with zero down. But the only way to really appreciate a Honda Recon is to stop by and check one out for yourself at McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore in Ruston.
Honda recommends a Recon for riders 16 years or older and recommends that all riders take a training course. 60 months at 4.99% APR with approved credit based on 8%. Sales tax.
ESPN 97.7 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you love has been injured in an accident or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. We're brought to you by Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe, cypressbendproperties.com for your next apartment. As always, we're presented by DBAT of Monroe, DBAT for all your baseball and softball training needs, dbatmonroe.com. Thanks also to Riverport Creative Group, Dr. K.C. Wade, and Car King. Car King hotline, 888-993-7762. And we are also live on Facebook at Bonnie Farmer Hay. Go to Facebook.com and look up Bonnie Farmer Hay, and we are live on Facebook. And we're going to go live right now with Beekman Charter head coach Wade McDonald. Coach, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Well, you guys, it's something. We've gotten the first win in the program history since we became a charter school, so it's something to build on. And how do you use that each week to motivate your guys?
Well, I mean, it was big for the kids. I mean, especially the work that they put in last year. You know, and you just try to keep reminding them, how young we are and inexperienced, and, you know, try to get them to understand, you know, there's more to the game than what they've basically grown up knowing, which was not much because most of them hadn't played football very long. So right. it was a big boost for us, and, you know, we just try to just keep motivating them and teaching them the game of football.
And so this week you guys are at 5-2 Tensaw. And so what are you telling your guys?
Well, I mean, basically, we just got off a brutal stretch of our schedule. I was actually even telling the coaching staff today, I'd much rather have this stretch at the start than what we went through. You go through St. Fred's and Dale High Charter and Dale High and Oak Grove. I mean, that's brutal for a startup program to go through. And, you know, I feel like we're on a stretch now that we can be a little bit more competitive. Tensaw is athletic. Coming from 8-4A conference in Arkansas where I grew up playing and coaching, I'm used to teams like this, but, we try to teach them just stay fundamentally sound, get back to our, how we play football and what we're trying to teach the guys. And, sometimes that can, they can beat athletes by just playing smart football.
Absolutely. So what do the kids tell you? I mean, they won that first game. I know they were ecstatic about it. So what do they say now each week? Do they say, Coach, what do we have to do to win another one? What do we need to do? What are they coming to you with?
Well, I think a lot of it, they were in shock. Most of them, they've never won a high school game before. And, only a handful of them, grew up playing junior high and have won a few ball games. One thing that makes me more proud of them is, every Monday, even though we won that game and then went through a stretch of losing to some big-time schools, they're showing up every Monday ready to go. And that's something that, makes you proud as far as coaching kids that, your kids aren't giving up. They still see, that they're growing and how much improvement they've done. And, a lot of it's just on them. It's not really what me and the coaching staff have done. A lot of them just, what they see.
So your seniors, I know it had to be big for them because they're going out with at least one win. I know we're trying to get another one every week. What are they telling the rest of the guys? I mean, because the other guys have more chances, but for the seniors, this is their last opportunity.
Right, and, a lot of people don't realize we've only got a couple of seniors that have kind of come through that program. I've got, I know three right now that, have never played football before. And, they're wanting to kind of like last year's seniors set a foundation. And, I think these seniors have. They've been, pretty much vocal leaders. But I try to teach them, to lead more by example and, not just much the talk. So I think that, in hand with some of the other things that we've done has really helped some of the younger guys.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time. Homecoming will be the next week, and hopefully you'll have a big crowd there. But good luck against Tensaw on the road this weekend.
Oh, thank you, sir, and thanks for having me.
All right. Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. We're live. You can also download the 977 Sports app for iPhone or Android. Go to the App Store or Google Play. And we're also right now live on Facebook, live streaming on Facebook. If you go to Facebook and look up Bonnie Farmer Hay.
That's a real name.
Real name, yeah. She's a farmer that with hay.
Yep.
And but we're streaming live there. We're going to take a break on the radio, not on the app. And we'll be back talking sports
Oh, so it's still going on the
app? ESPN 97.7.
Bigger isn't always better. Like on tight trails, when it's time to load and unload, or when it's time to open up your wallet. Here's Richie McKinney.
Right now, McKinney Honda has unbelievable savings on 2016 Honda Recons. $850 off, making the Recon only $75 a month with zero down. But the only way to really appreciate a Honda Recon is to stop by and check one out for yourself at McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore in Ruston.
Honda recommends a Recon for riders 16 years or older and recommends that all riders take a training course. 60 months at 4.99% APR with approved credit based on 8% sales tax.
This is Crime Stoppers. Can I help you?
Yeah, it's about those burglaries recently.
Crime Stoppers will pay you for information that leads to a felony arrest. You don't have to give your name, just information that will help us take criminals off the street. Call 255-1111. Your information may be valuable to you and your community. To give us an anonymous Crime Stoppers tip, dial 255-1111 and help us take a bite out of crime.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. We're almost out of time, ladies, but we've talked about the walk, when it is, where it is, the fact that you can bring your pets and your family. You're going to have face painting, all kind of activities. We're going to have live entertainment. We talked about how to get a team, kinds of activities you can have for your team. What's your team's?
Mine's the Get Fit Pit. Fight to End Alzheimer's. I thought I would name it 10 names and confuse everybody. I do that. That's the name of my little gym at my house, and it just kind of stuck. And one thing I want to push out there, too, which we have a Facebook page and an Instagram, but it doesn't matter how much you put, how much you donate. We don't have a set amount. It's being there, showing awareness, wearing purple, and getting people to, you know, what do you do and what is that for? You know, that's what it's all about. If you've got $5, $10, whatever, we will, you know, it goes to research. It goes to find a cure and to fight this. So, you know, there's no set amount. And what's your team name?
Well, our business name is Riverport Creative Group, but you can go follow us on Facebook. But the Wagon Walk for Alzheimer's is the part that I'm in charge of. And I started it basically for Miss Debbie, because I have a beagle. His name is Luke. So I love dogs. So anyway, that's my part of the walk. So that's really what my team is with Riverport Creative Group.
Okay. And if you form a group at work, see if your boss, your owner, whatever the situation, see if they'll match you dollar for dollar or up to a certain amount, anything like that. This is a project we can all get behind. Purple movement is something we're in favor of here.
Yes.
You know, we started out strong with it. We've kind of fallen off. That's my fault, but there's all kinds of support out there for Alzheimer's, and we need to be part of it.
Right. And, you know, something else, like you're saying, getting other people, and we were talking earlier too, you know, we want to see it more in our schools. We want to see it more in our businesses. Have a purple day. I mean, I want to see it on the NFL. I want to see it NASCAR, everything. You know, let's get it out there and get it big.
Real quick.
30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds. I can do that. We are auctioning off a pair of purple chaps at the PBR World Finals this year. So
awesome.
That has been my goal for 2 years, and we got it. So that's God right there.
And this doesn't have to be the only time we do this. We need to talk
right.
more about what you guys, what you're doing,
everything.
Bonnie, with the rodeo and everything,
yes.
and Alana, what else is going on. But right now,
we've got some great sponsors out there.
Absolutely. But right now, we've got to go. I want to thank our sponsors.
Y'all.
Riverport Creative Group, Dr. Casey Wade, Cypress Bend Apartments, CypressBendProperties.com, DBatMonroe.com, or DBatMonroe.com. We've got Car King, and we want to thank all them. Also want to thank Mr. Tabor. Enjoy baseball tonight, guys, and we'll see what happens. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been.
Thanks for listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron. To listen to the show live, tune in every Saturday to ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at RedPeachSports.com.